neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
פרשת אמור מדברים בעד ספירת העומר. ספירת העומר means counting the עומר. As we started counting the עומר after Pesach, so now it's brought that this mitzvah is brought in Shulchan Aruch number 307. You look in the Jewish code of laws called Shulchan Aruch, you find the mitzvah of Omer number 307. So now how many mitzvot we have?
13.
So now before 307, how many mitzvot do you have before it?
306.
And after 307, how many you have?
306.
So interesting. No? It's right in the middle.
Right.
Yeah. So Sefirat HaOmer is placed in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch. So what does it mean?
Sefirat HaOmer is the balance of all of the mitzvot.
Right. So now, Chassid Shalom, if you take this pole off, so the ceiling is going to attach to the floor. So here we learn that the reason that this mitzvah is placed right in the middle is a connection, actually the base of all Shulchan Aruch. So now, Rabbeinu Aruch Haim HaKadosh, Rabbi Chaim ben Attar, Zechuto Maren Aleinu, explains that Sefirat HaOmer Milashon Sapphire. It says, Usfartem Lachem. What's Usfartem Lachem? 1, 2, 3, 4 for yourself? What does it mean? What is it for yourself? It said, Usfartem, as a lachem, Baraye Chodetan. So, Rabbeinu Chaim ben Attar explains, Luchot was made from Sanperion. Hashem made the Luchot from sapphire, Sanperion. So now here, it says, Usfartem Lachem. That means that through the counting, you become like a sapphire, like a luchot, the same term. You follow? So that means when you start counting, hat, shtayim, shalosh, 1, 2, 3, 4, yekdo, se. So every day, as you see, everybody becomes brighter. They call it barak. You know what they call it? Barak.
Has to do with Hebrew.
Yeah, barak. Barak. Barakim. Yeah, the DWP in Eretz Yisrael is called Barak. So Persian they call it Barak. And like they have a term in Persian they call it Barzakh. What is Barzakh means? Zakh. Zakh means Shafaf. So if somebody is not happy, they call him Barzakh, that he's not Shafaf. They got it from Zakh Venaki, they call it. You didn't know? So now here, Rabbeinu Aruch Haim HaKadosh explains that Yemei Sefirat HaOmer, the days of the Omer, the task is to become like a sapphire. So now, Pesach in Torah Alusha is related to Chodesh Aviv. Chodesh Aviv. What do you do in Pesach? Right, but why is this Chodesh Aviv? Because at the time of the Pesach, we plant. Planting time. Kashtan. Chodesh that is related to Shavuot is called, we read it on Parshat Emor. Qetzirchem. What is Qetzirah means?
Dero.
To plow. Dero. Sukkot called Chag Ha'asif.
Jamavari.
Gathering. So interesting. Pesach, Kashtan, Shavuot, Derot Kardan, Sukkot, Jam Kardan. So now, Shelah HaKadosh asks, what do we care? Pesach, you eat matzah, no? What do we care? What did they do? Why the Torah should say That is the time that you plan. Shavuot is Matan Torah. What do I care whether they know what's happening in the whole world? Or Sukkot. Shelah HaKadosh explains that Torah Hashem wants to teach us the same thing, that the activity after physical activity is going there, as well as a ruchniyot, your rohaniyat, exactly the same way. Pesach, we plant. Shavuot, in 2 weeks, you have to derot. And then, Chag Sukkot, you gather. So now, if Pesach, you don't plant, you have anything to derot?
No.
No, you don't have. So that means, since we started counting, is there, what is it? No. Planting time. So then when Shavuot comes, then you have something, you ply. So now, every Friday, what people do? Fridays, what do? They make cholent. They make cholent, they make gefilte fish, what else? Halim. Very nice. Pesach, when it comes, before Pesach, what do? Clean the house, Haggalah, Matzah, Sukkot, what do? We get ready. Now people always see more and more in Home Depot, by 2x4, plywood, right? Shavuot, before Shavuot, what do?
Finishes.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Don't do nothing. What happened? How do you prepare yourself for Shavuot? Friday, you cannot wait. You know, have to make the cholent, this, that, you know, put the eggs, you know, the Pesach, clean the house, matzah, you know, sell the chametz, Sukkot, you have to make the sukkah, decorate the sukkah, Arba Minim, Chob Shavuot. Huh? What do you do to prepare yourself? You don't see anybody to come here to learn Torah. Huh? No, I'm just, you know, example. No, not this. So what do?
Count.
We don't do nothing. So here, Shelah HaKadosh says, why Torah HaMoshe is telling us Pesach is planting, Shavuot is plowing, and then Sukkot, to gather your harvest. Why? Because people, they don't understand. For Matan Torah, you have to get ready too. It's even much, much crucial than even for Pesach and Sukkot. But you see people, they're careless, they don't do nothing. And that's what Rachaim HaKadosh is teaching us. Usfartem lachem, usfartem lachem means you have to make yourself like a sapphire. Why? Because this Matan Torah is coming. But people, nothing. Why? Because they don't realize to stand by Mamad Har Sinai beneath, as we learn in Pirkei Avot, Binyanei Torah, you have to get yourself. But people, nothing, I said, they don't have the feeling. Matan Torah is coming, I have to get myself ready. And as a matter of fact, it was a story, you're right, it was a story, somebody happened to stop by the post office, and he noticed that people go to the clerk, the piece of money, they get a box. He said, wow, look at this. Big, you know, giant, you know, beautiful boxes. So he goes to the clerk, gives him $5. He said, where's my box? Give me a box. So what's your name? He said, my name is this. What's your address? So we don't have nothing for you. He said, what do you mean? Everybody comes here, give money and give him back. He said, haha. Somebody send a box. So then they come, they pay for the shipment, and then they get it. Nobody sends you a box. So now, Matan Torah, you go there, you give $5 to Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying, give me my box. You say, I don't have nothing for you. You have no preparation. You didn't do nothing. I don't have any box for you. And that's what exactly the whole point of Usfartem Lachem means. Rabbi Chaim Ha'Alush explains, you have to make yourself like a sapphire. There's a preparation for Matan Torah. It's not only on Friday that you get ready for Shabbat, you make Halim and Siravi. It's not like only Pesach that you clean the house I make matzah. It's not only Sukkot that you get ready for Chag Sukkot, make Sukkot. Shavuot needs hachana. You have to prepare yourself. It's not that you go and come and then you sit and get up and leave. It's not, it doesn't work that way. Then, sixth of Sivan comes, you ask, Ribono Shel Olam, is my box? I said, what box? I don't have nothing.
Yeah, he has a box. A big one.
Is it over from the Chachamim or from the Torah?
So now here, the preparation is a very, very crucial thing. The Chas V'Shalom, I should not think, you know, okay, I'll stay up all night and that's it. That's not how it works. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. That we counted, why? Because we have to become like a sapphire. That's what Usfarte means. To become like a sapphire. Hashem is like, you
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.